Okay, I'm joined by John Hooper again, our Rome correspondent. Where are you today, John?
Right now I'm on the bus heading for Twickenham, where the Pope is going to be addressing teachers, education officials, including the Education Secretary, and children from all around the country who are attending Catholic schools and colleges who will be linked up by internet. And I think because of the nature of his audience, young audience, we can expect to see the Pope in more informal mood today, trying to get through to his audience in a language that they understand. Later on today, though, he plunges back into the more public arena when he first of all speaks to the leaders of other religions and denominations, and later on he gives what has been billed as the big set piece speech of this visit when he addresses the great and the good in Westminster Hall.
Give us a flavour of what you're expecting.
Well, the theme of this visit is to try to carve out for religion a role in society, and I think that we can expect the Pope to return to that subject when he speaks to an audience that includes the past and present prime ministers of the country, and that links in with the other theme, which is secularization. The Pope and the Vatican in general are very worried by the tendency that they see in a number of European countries for religion and all things to do with religion, such as faith schools, public holidays, and so on, being shunted off into a corner. And that's what one of the things that he is particularly trying to emphasize on this trip. I've just been told, by the way, by one of my colleagues here, that outside the college where he is going to be speaking this morning, there is a group of protesters. So the visit continues to be without to have still its share of controversy.
Now, the Pope said some pretty forthright things yesterday, but nevertheless, there's quite a sympathetic reception in today's press. How does the sort of the Papal Party think it's gone down?
Very well indeed. Very well. They're very cheered by the reception that they had in Scotland. His spokesman said yesterday when he briefed Vatican correspondents that they really couldn't have expected a better start to the visit. In fact, there are still several areas of doubt and controversy around the visit, but the visit is felt to have gone well, and of course, the sun coming out in Scotland in on the first day of his trip, that helped to smooth things along. That and a very warm welcome that he received from Catholics and indeed others as he toured Edinburgh and Glasgow.
Okay, John, thanks a lot.
Okay,